रामायण रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 38. मारीचस एडवाइस कंटिन्यूड. द रेसिडेशन बिगिंस नाउ. रावण, आई डू नॉट ड्रॉ अपॉन माय इमेजिनेशन व्हेन आई एडवाइस यू दस, नॉट डू आई सीक टू एक्सक्यूज मायसेल्फ फ्रॉम असिस्टिंग यू थ्रू अनविलिंगनेस और फियर ऑफ रामा. नाउ हियर मी रिलेट अ पर्सनल एक्सपीरियंस. Once upon a time, I roamed through the forest of Dandaka, proud of my immense strength of 10,000 elephants and of my bright fame as a hero. Huge of form like a mountain, black and terrible to behold as a dark rain cloud, I was gaily decked with a crown and earrings and delighted myself with frightening all creatures, slaughtering the rishis and feeding upon their flesh. Then Maharishi Vishwamitra was conducting a yaga. I spoiled it and caused him much anxiety and apprehension. He sought the presence of King Dasharatha and said, King, Maricha the Rakshasa desecrates my yaga and torments the rishis with me. So lend me the help of your heroic boy Rama. Dasharatha replied, Maharishi, Raghava is but a boy. 12 summers have not passed over his head. He has not completed his course of instruction in the science of astras and cannot gauge well the strength and weaknesses of the foe. I go with you at the head of my famous warriors to destroy those wicked wretches. Nay, said Vishwamitra, you have crowned yourself with undying fame as the vanquisher of the asuras when you fought before Indra. The worlds resound with your praise. Keep your mighty warriors with you. No one but Rama can quell the Rakshasa. Boy though he be, your son is more than enough for my purpose. So I take him with me, and may all good go with you. And he came down to his ashrama in high joy, followed by Rama. The yaga was resumed, and the boy kept guard over it, bow in hand. A very boy with not even the suspicion of down upon his lips. He was clad in a single garment as became a brahmacharin. He wore his hair after the fashion of the Kshatriyas, and his splendor and the sheen of his ornaments illuminated the dark Dandaka like the rising moon in her full. Then I sped there in my huge bulk, black like a thundercloud, through which gleamed my golden earrings like lambent lightnings. Inordinately proud of my strength and the boons I had won, I rushed along like a whirlwind and sprang upon him all carelessly, swinging aloft my terrible pike bound with iron. But Rama evinced not the least fear or confusion. He grasped his bow leisurely and twanged it so that the woods shook in wild affright. My brain was in a mad whirl nearby, but I despised him as a slip of a boy and harmless. So I sprang upon the altar where Vishwamitra was making his offerings. All at once Raghava shot a keen shaft from his bow. It bore me before it like a feather for 100 yojanas and plunged me into the depths of the sea. It was in his power to take my life, but he spared it for some unknown purpose of his. His arrows deprived me of my senses, so rapidly was I rushed. Long did I toss among the waves until I came back to consciousness and crept to Lanka. A mere boy, not yet through the course of instruction in the science of the astras, ever innocent of any harm to others, yet he reduced me to that miserable plight with a single arrow of his. My followers were taken care of, but too well by his unerring arrows. Hence, I entreat you not to seek a fight with him. I would stand between you and his wrath. If you are still obstinate, I but take it as a sign of your approaching fate. Your subjects are leading happy lives and are busy with sports, pastimes, and women. Why draw upon misery and destruction upon the innocent heads? Your eyes will rest upon the ruins of Lanka with its mansions, palaces, forts, gardens, pleasure houses, artificial hills and lakes, lotus ponds and all its wealth of gold and gems, thanks to the wrath of Sita. Your wickedness engulfs the innocent Rakshasas that adhere to you. Righteous men of blameless life have but to associate with sinful wretches to be destroyed by their unholy deeds, even as the innocent fish in a deep pool are killed along with the deadly snakes therein. Your eyes will rest upon the corpses of your people as they carpet the ground, now gaily decked every one of them with perfumes and jewels, and all through your wickedness. The survivors will flee house and home, wife and child, and seek to hide their helpless heads everywhere. Verily, you are fated to behold Lanka as it topples down before the arrows of your foe. The blackened walls and grey ashes staring you in the face of what were once houses, palaces and fanes of the gods. What sin more heinous than to violate the wives of others? Have you not in your harem thousands of lovely and charming women? Rest happy in their company and content. Seek not to tear up the rakshasa race by the roots. Do you desire to live long and happily in the company of wives and children, kinsmen and friends, power and wealth, rank and dignity? And what is dearer than all these? Sweet life. Then seek not the enmity of Rama. Your kinsman am I. You have no truer friend. Your welfare is ever my care. I seek to dissuade you by many a reason, by many an argument. If you are yet obstinate and would outrage Sita, I assure you that the arrows of Rama will make short work of yourself, your kinsmen, your armies, and your friends. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.